But not like I want to drop anything.
Nice.
You know, so that's good.
Good for you.
Jack has a fever today. So I'm nervous about that. He's two. So it's probably just like a normal kid fever or virus or cold, whatever. And I'm just trying to like keep putting that out there because there's obviously the other fear right now. Yeah. So we'll just, I mean, it was just a normal, he had such a normal day today, like a classic little kid with a fever, you know, mm-hmm. up and down Motrin and Tylenol every 4 hours. And he ate and he was a pain and he also was lethargic. And so we'll just keep an eye on him. Yeah. Yeah. That other than that, just being a little bit distracting, I was a little bit disappointed. I don't know if disappointed is the right word. I was surprised at how long the checkpoint for my grad class, was last night. I sat down to do it. I'm like a superwoman, so I can just sit down in one evening and just completely do everything I need to do. And an entire like 6 hours should only take me two because I'm like that good. So I sat down to do like my grad work and I read my book. I started the slide deck using Canva.
Awesome.
And that was cool, but there's a little bit of a learning curve. So like, part of me is going back and forth like, why are you learning this new thing and trying to do this other thing that you don't need to do right now? But I like stuck with it. And then I'm glad because then when I got through like the discussion posts and stuff, hey Ash, I read like the final project and I'm just doing the first checkpoint of it. And it's like to create a presentation.
Perfect.
So like, I'm, of course, I'm still learning the ins and outs of Canva. It's beautiful, but I typed them in like mathematics and then I downloaded, it was like a 25 slide template, but I found that some of the slides you can't edit. Like they have like images that I can delete, but the text within the image, every time I click on it to mm-hmm. edit it, the screen turns into a grid. Actually, maybe we can log in and share my screen.
Yeah, if you want to do a screen share, I'd be happy to see what's going on there. Troubleshoot.
Yeah.
Hi, Anna.
So, hi. Yeah, actually, I'll let everyone else like kind of get started, and then maybe I'll pull that up and you can just see what I'm seeing.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Is there anything else that you wanted to brainstorm or have questions about, Jasmine?
No, I started the calendar, so that's been really helpful. I'm not sure how to like have you guys help me be accountable to that. Other than like, I guess I can post, I don't think I would be able to maintain posting daily, but maybe after I make my calendar for the week, I can post like what the checkpoints want to have done by like that Friday. And then maybe like, cause for the slide deck for LFP, maybe mm-hmm. I can just share that. And so even if I like just do the first module,
awesome.
Then like everyone can take just a look at the first module or something like that. So. If someone's like, oh, hey, I was looking forward to seeing it, I'd be like, I got to finish it, you know?
Nice. Yeah, that's good.
Maybe I'll do that because I'm really excited about those two things this week.
Cool. Yeah, that's a great idea. Liana, your vision board has been a smash hit. Oh my gosh.
For me. For
it's so amazing. And it has like, helped me come up with, so in the program, Ashley and I are in this program right now, creating a certification training for LFP so that we can train people to bring it into the world. And one of the things that I need to have for this program is like, what are people walking away with, you know? And like, traditionally, because I've been working with people one-on-one, they walk away with their clarity and their life's changed and all that stuff. But there's no like, you know, here's your thing. So last week, one of our mentors was helped us identify that like a blueprint, like if people can walk away with a blueprint for their Hell Yes life and professional path. And then that was right around the time that we were having the conversation about your slide deck. And I was like, oh yeah, like, oh yeah. So now we're going to like build that into the LFP process so that people can be like adding to the slide deck along the way and then like changing it along the way if they need to. And then at the end, they have this amazing thing. So thank you.
That makes me happy. That makes me really, really happy. Let me tell you, doing that slideshow, it was kind of like, holy shit, I did so much work for myself. It made me realize like I showed up for myself. And it was like going through each module, it was kind of like, you learn something new, like reading from your responses and how much you grow as a person within the LFP program. So thank you.
Yeah, that's so cool. I love it. So thank you for posting that or for allowing, you know, others to see that. It's been super inspiring. And yeah. Do you have any, I'm just going to go around and see who has questions about what, so I can kind of ballpark the time today. Do you have specific questions or anything you want to check in with, Aliana?
I have stickies within stickies on my Mac.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Oh god. They have like that option. Now I'm like, Jesus, now I have stickies on here.
I love my stickies on the Mac.
Yeah, they saved my life. Yeah, I have several questions, but I would say it's towards branding.
Okay. So, can you copy and paste them in the chat?
Yeah, of course.
Awesome. Thank you. And Ashley, any questions?
I don't have any questions specific to any of the elements right now because I need to get back into those. Right now my stuff is more about mindset stuff, but you and I are talking tomorrow, so
okay. If we have some time though, I'm happy to address that because I know that mindset applies to all of us as human beings, so it's probably someone could.
Yeah, I was even meant to text you. I was like, I probably should just bring it up in team too, because it may be applicable to, it is applicable probably, or may be applicable to everybody else, and it's applicable to entrepreneurship and all of that fun stuff, so.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks for being willing to offer that up. I appreciate it. All right, so let's start with you, Jazz. If you want to do a screen share, and show what's going on with Canva.
Yeah.
Do you have Canva free or Canva paid?
Free.
Okay.
So let me just move this.
I'm going to be making an announcement in team as soon as I have 4 seconds to do it, which is that I got an email from Canva today, and so I have Canva Pro, and they just made all of the images included in Canva Pro, so we don't have to pay a dollar for them anymore. So
I just saw that when I logged in.
Great.
Cool.
Shutterstock is going to be out of business. Like, this is amazing.
Is Shutterstock what you used to use?
Yeah, Shutterstock's what I used to use, and to have like 250 downloads per month, it was $200 or something. I mean, it's the best of the best if you're looking for high quality image stock or stock images, and but Canva's like coming up.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway, okay.
So this was like when I looked at templates, I typed in like mathematics, and it was this teaching math one. So I just like, it gave me, when you click on it, I applied all 25 pages. So I, just cause I was playing around, it was the first time that I had used it. So then I started to go through and like put in some of the quotes that I pulled out. And so let me show you one. Okay. So like this slide.
This is so cool. So you were doing, sorry,
say it again.
I was just saying, this is so cool. You were doing this as like just an additive part of your processing of your grad material yesterday.
Yeah, because it's been a while since I've come across a text that I want to like pull and absorb and like apply. And it's just like every page, I feel like I'm highlighting a ton, and I want to like, I just, it's so in line with my philosophy that I want it to be like, I don't know. I want to compress it and I want to file it. So I've literally, anybody that I talk to, they're like, oh, how are you? I'm like, oh, I'm in this grad class. Let me tell you all about the chapter I just read. And then because if I can like tell them about it and I can reiterate it and I can teach it, it means I've really learned it. So this is helping.
That's awesome.
But like, this is just so fun. When students see math as a broad landscape of unexplored puzzles in which they can wander around asking questions and thinking about relationships, they understand, oh, see, I have to edit it, that their role is thinking, sense-making, and growing. Like, that is so beautiful. Everyone is a mathematical learner. Like, you are not good or bad at math. And all, I bet you people in our tribe would be like, I'm so bad at math. I knew it, right? It's not true. It's not true. It's not a left brain. So many people say, oh, it's like, oh, it's a left brain, right brain thing. Oh, I'm really good at English or history. It's not, it's all connected. So anyways, when you get to something like this, see how I can click on computers and I can edit that?
Yes.
And then like, I can click on this and I can edit these. But then if I click over here on classroom materials, like right now I'm tapping on my screen, it's not coming up to edit it. And then if I double click it, like that grid pops up every time.
Oh, okay. Here's what you're going to do. So right now, what they've done for some reason as the overlay to create that grid is they took whatever it was and they made it big and then they put it on top as an overlay.
Oh, this is like a grid paper that like an image?
Yes.
Oh.
It's probably like a
vector.
Yay! Yeah. So if you ever can't like access something, usually it's because it's behind the layer. So you can go to position and it'll say bring forward or bring backward. And then you can access what you need to.
Oh, so let's see, where is position? I just like undid it.
It went away.
No.
Something is highlighted right now. What's the blue line doing?
I don't know. That looks like.
Also, I think it's just showing you, yeah, that it's selected that. So now go to position and see what happens if you put that.
Where's position?
Oh, sorry. Right, top right of your screen, top-ish right, where it says duplicate.
Oh, I see. It's hidden by my, oh, I see. Okay. Yep. To back. I see. Yep. Ungroup, duplicate. Okay. Copy style, transparency. I see. I was not picking up that that was an image of a grid paper over. I thought it was like, yeah. Okay. That makes so much more sense.
It looks like it's integrated with the blue background, like it's one thing. So totally understandable. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. And normally when you find a template, do you import the whole thing or will you just like pick a slide? And then if I only want to import like one slide, or do you have to apply all 25 pages of the template that you find?
I think you can just select them and do them one by one.
Okay. So like if I liked this one and I wanted this one,
you can integrate different slides, so you don't have to just use like one template.
Right. So that just added that page.
Yeah, it's kind of like you go adding different pages.
And I would have to like, if I click on it, it just adds it. I see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's so cool.
Yeah, and you can play with the colors. You can have like so much fun with it.
Yeah, I was thinking about, there's some really cool images like in the text. And I was trying to think about a way to incorporate the images. So I was going to take like a picture on my iPad or my phone and then like just, I guess, import it. I don't know, maybe put it in my email or.
You would want to, yeah. Email it to yourself or somehow get it to your computer. And then you, on the left-hand bar there, you'll see uploads and you can upload it to Canva.
Yeah. Uploads. Oh, I see uploads. Yeah. And then I could crop it and edit it in here.
Depends on the degree of specificity you want. Sometimes, yes. If I need to like really do something with the photo, I go to PicMonkey, which is an amazing software for anybody who likes to tool around with like images and like super fun brandy stuff. Oh my God, PicMonkey is great. And the free version is awesome. But this is, Canva can do like basic stuff.
Okay. Cool. PicMonkey. I just typed it in so I remember. Okay, I'm going to stop sharing then. Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hey, Eliana, mm-hmm. I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Your LFP blueprint, we'll call it. Did you use Canva for that?
Yeah, I use Canva.
Okay.
I just used like a whole bunch of different ones.
I'm going to turn off my video.
Cool.
My video first, guys. So can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Sorry, Aliana, did you use Canva for yours?
Yes, I did. I just used a whole bunch of different ones. So I had so much fun doing it.
So you used a whole bunch of different, when you say different ones, you mean like you went into different templates and just pulled different slides that you'd like the look of?
Yeah, I just, that's exactly what I did. And then I just played with colors.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Cool.
No problem.
Awesome. Maybe we should have like a Canva tutorial team date someday.
Yeah.
Would that be helpful?
Yeah, that and some of the girls on the last call, they were asking about the same tech stuff that you showed Tara and I. So,
video?
I was like, well, Fawn showed Tara and I, I'm sure that we could like disseminate that information to you, but there was like, I think two or three of them.
Yeah, I was one of them.
Yeah. So, I offered to look into the things that you mentioned to us. Remember the ones that you texted us, the other ones? If you're going to do like a Canva thing, I don't know if you wanted to incorporate that video stuff or we could just do it on our own.
Gotcha. So they were curious. Just want to make sure I'm understanding. They were curious about how to use iMovie and its functionality, or they were curious about other technology?
Yeah, just mainly the video component. If you're going to take video, how do you record it? And then how do you edit it? And then how do you upload it? Because they were getting confused with like the horizontal versus vertical, like we had started to talk about, and like which they couldn't remember which for Instagram, which for Facebook, which for YouTube, which can you edit in iMovie, which can't you, etc.
Got it. Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Did you find a vertical app? Did you try any of the ones that we were messing around
with? I didn't try them, but I looked at the one that you, the first one that you sent me, and it seemed like it would have worked out well. The only other thing too, like Joel said, because he's got some experience with this kind of stuff, he said you can just always film it, or maybe not always. If you film horizontally, iMovie will just cut the sides off. So as long as you don't need the width, it's okay. But
it's okay. It doesn't look, it like truncates the, it shaves it in a weird, kind of like a zoomy way. I mean, it would serve a purpose. Like if you needed to communicate something with somebody, it would do the trick, but
yeah.
I think
everyone just needs kind of help. I think a lot of the girls are like, okay, if I'm going to try to produce content, which way do I film? Where do I edit it? And how do I upload it the easiest?
Cool. Thank you.
Editing part is what I really need help with too.
Inserting like the words, inserting like the fade in and out. How do you like clip and crop, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. I just invented a good excuse for me to be creative at night. So I'm going to try to find I'm going to test out several of the vertical video editors, and I'm going to find the one that I think is the best, and then I'll learn it and teach you guys.
Cool.
Yay.
Thanks.
I get excited about anything like artistically creative. Like I get to create all day long, but when it comes to like Canva or media of any kind, I'm like, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, because what we had talked about was like, if you're going to film horizontally, that's what YouTube likes the best. But iMovie likes vertical, and that posts better to Facebook and Instagram, right?
iMovie likes
horizontal. Oh, okay. See, I don't know.
Can you guys hear
me? You're frozen.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, now we can. Now we can.
Okay. I'm just going to leave my video feed off for a second.
Okay.
iMovie's horizontal. Yeah, I think of it. Well, I guess I've just been using it for so long that I'm used to it being horizontal. But I just think of it like old, what we know as like the old movie orientation, iMovie.
Yeah.
Okay. Aw, what's going on with my internet? Let me see here.
Oh, Yalapa.
I know, right? I'm going to close my browser. Well, at least the electricity is on. I'm gonna count my blessings right now.
Yeah, do you experience like is it controlled outages or
no, it's totally random and nobody really knows why. It's that we are on like a peripheral edge of the world and we get electricity from a village like pretty far away. And so they could be like working on the road or someone, it's like, who knows? And there's never an announcement or anything. So that's kind of frustrating, but I've decided to be proactive about how to beat it. So I think I'm going to get a generator.
Great.
That's what my grandma has. She lives in a small village in DR and the power's always going out. So you have to have like a backup.
Yeah. I'm finally figuring that out. Okay, can you ladies hear me? Is it still stuttering? I might try to hop off and hop back on if I'm laggy.
You're not stuttering, your video is just slow.
Oh, there you go. I think you're back.
Okay. All right, I should just shout out my window, stop all the streaming! Get off Netflix! Okay, Aliana's question. Let's see, being that I offer a service, how can it correlate my values and mission? I feel like it's different. Are my values different from my business values? Ideal client? Great questions. All right, let's unpack this piece by piece here, Aliana. Let's start with the first question. Can you tell me a little bit more about where you're at with that and maybe what the challenge is seems to be here for you?
Okay, so for some reason, when I think of business, I'm like, is it its own entity where it's like, do my values correlate with my business? Like, are there different values that I should incorporate or like look for more? I mean, because I know that my personal values definitely can apply to the business, but then I'm like, should I, you know, think a little bit deeper with this? I think you're frozen.
I can hear you. I'm taking a moment to think. Sorry. I just stopped my video feed because sometimes that can be helpful.
Okie dokes.
So business values and personal values can be different. They can be even completely different. Uh-huh. What I have found is that it feels really great to have congruency and to build a values-based business upon our core values, my core values. Mm-hmm. And when I look at other businesses that I like respect and admire and trust, they're built on values that I appreciate, so probably overlapping with mine. But then learning about the founder, if I, you know, read an article about the founder or I watch a video or something like that, and it's congruent, I feel more personally, I can more trust, and like as a consumer, a potential customer, that feels good for me. But that being said, and when you break into element 7.2, you'll get into this more, where like you're literally developing like a living entity. So you get to make up the values that your business has. And it's okay if your business has different values from your own, as long as you can still get behind it, right? As long as you, yeah. Yeah. Like, it just so happens that my business is wholeheartedly aligned with my values, but the previous businesses that I started, or the startup I started in the clothing company, like both of those had overlapping values, but they also had some nuance and some differences because they were directed at different like markets and just different domains altogether.
Gotcha. Okay. So. Yeah, I mean, I kind of like have like a little light bulb now. It makes sense. Like if my values, if I'm like aligned with my business values, I guess I'll attract my ideal client because they'll have similar values.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, great connection there. Yeah. If you were starting this business with the intention in mind of like building, scaling, and then selling, or like becoming founder independent and not being really hands-on in your business, maybe you sell it, maybe you create a team, CEO, etc., and then you step away and you do something else. That's where it might be like less, I don't want to say less important, but I think maybe like that's where you could create values that weren't necessarily your hell yes personal values, but for your business, but you still aligned with them. Because they would be necessary for the business entity itself to thrive, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes complete sense. Okay.
Cool.
And then, I guess like my other issue would be, I have like this internal conflict where it's like, okay, so I'm offering a product / service through my rentals. And then I'm like, okay, you know, technically I want to get just booked. That's like the ideal goal, is to be constantly booked. But so when I start doing research on my ideal client, I'm like, I don't want to like just limit. Cause like if I go get like really nitty gritty, like with the ideal client, I'm like, okay, I want so-and-so to make X, Y, and Z within the year, cause I know they're going to splurge. But then I'm like, a part of me, it's like a tug of war. Like part of me feels bad. What about those who saved up for an event and, you know, they want to splurge a little. So maybe it's just me making up all this conflict in my head.
Can you, let's tease that apart a little bit. Can you walk me through that, the last part of what you just said?
Yeah, where it's like, it's a tug of war where it's like, you know, I don't want to just cross off some clients where they don't make X, Y, and Z within a year, because what if they saved up for an event and they're willing to splurge a bit more? Uh-huh. So that's like, I don't know if it's just me making up this internal conflict, but yeah.
Yeah. So I think what I'm hearing is that you're considering having a part of your customer profile centered around like their income or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're hesitating because you don't necessarily want to just cut it off at that income bracket, because maybe they've like allocated more than what that would represent for their wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So totally hear that. Totally relate and resonate for sure. I've gone through this many cycles in my business of like, I don't want to leave anybody out.
Yeah, like I feel so bad, you know, like whim to be like, no, you know.
None shall pass. Give me a month. So you can let the customer determine the affordability with, you don't have to necessarily aim for people who make this much a year. That could be a helpful heuristic or like a helpful way for you to aim your marketing in a way, like, because you know, like there's a threshold below, right? We know there's a threshold below, which unfortunately, whatever, it's just not the market we're aiming for. Maybe they can get our free ebooks and our awesome slide decks, and they can get our like step-by-step stuff, you know, but when it comes to our service, there is a lower threshold. So you can create thresholds and barriers instead of like actual, like has to be this or, you know, like this much. And then you could also shift the metric from how much do they make a year to how much are they budgeting for their wedding? And
that's what I was thinking.
Could be helpful too.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that.
That's what popped out to me was like, if you decide what you're valuing your service at, then the customer decides, like if they make $50,000 a year, but they've set aside $50,000 for their wedding, perfect. And if they make $250,000 a year and they only want to spend $50,000, or not only, but then doesn't matter. You don't need to know their income bracket. You just said, this is what my service is worth. And they get to decide, regardless of what their income is.
That's so true. Thank you, guys. Yeah, and then like now, what Fawn said, like, offering like a different, like, I guess I could offer my accessories would be more affordable. So, you know, they don't have to rent out every piece. So, you know, yeah. So thank you guys.
And are you going to have more to rent than the, what is it again?
Oh, the mobile bar.
Yeah. So like, I'm envisioning that people can, you like around us, people rent, they do a lot of backyard weddings and mm-hmm. people make archways and then yeah. people just rent like the archways. Yeah. And I'm envisioning you finding amazing things, repurposing them, modifying them, whatever. And it can range from like those big, like cool looking drum things that are used for bars. To yeah. an entire mobile bar, but I'm sure everything that you have is going to be awesome, and you could probably get as little to as big as you wanted to rent out.
Thank you. Yeah, I definitely want to offer a whole bunch of different things. I don't want to be limited to just one thing, so and then just see where it takes me.
Yeah.
You might have a hot ticket item that you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that this thing is what everyone rents out all the time.
Right.
I got my mobile bar. I put so much more into that.
It'll probably change from like year to year too.
Yeah, yeah. Like what the trend is or.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the thing that a lot of times, like you'll go on Etsy and it's like, okay, I'll buy the arch, let's say for my wedding. And it's like, do I really want to spend, you know, like $600 on it when I can just rent it, you know? So.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, totally.
Because people don't like to also be wasteful.
Right.
So even if I have the money, I'm doing the environment a service by just renting it. Plus I'm helping a local business owner who works really hard and is like a beautiful person and not just Amazon to like make money.
Yeah. Thanks. I really like what you said there. Totally stealing that.
Yeah.
So thank you, Jazz.
That's how I would think about it.
Yeah.
I try to rent a lot because especially things I'm going to use for only once. That's like the rent the runway.
Right.
I don't know what that was.
Like you don't want it taking up your, I don't know. We all have like, you know, some people have smaller spaces and whatever. You don't want to take up, like, what do you do with some of that stuff afterwards? Yeah. Like you don't need, you don't want, like, especially for.
Really super rich people. They like rent jets. They don't like own the jet. They just rent it.
Right.
Exactly. Why would I own it to like have to worry about all the maintenance? I'll just rent it when I need it.
Right.
Yeah.
Why not?
But I like what Fawn said too for you, that you can still like market and advertise towards that income bracket or that range, but they don't have to know that.
Right. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Very true. Yeah, I guess it's just like my own internal. I think I need to read again, Jen Sincero, her The Money. Oh. I need to reread that and like really just post it everywhere.
Yeah. I'm listening to it on Audible right now. I'm like, it's helpful.
What book is it?
You Are a Badass at Making Money.
Oh, at Making Money. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm at 1.0.
Are you coming up against, like, is your money story interfering with your business plans?
Because it's like, sometimes I'm like, you know, because I was brought up, you know, very Catholic, and, you know, those who make, you know, X amount of money, you know, they become selfish, or, you know, so it's like reprogramming. So now I'm like, oh, you know, because I do want this to be big. So it's just like, I'm constantly being pulled. I'm like, I don't want to change as a person. I love myself, you know? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Totally resonate. Oh my gosh. The first year, like when I realized I wanted to be, like, become a coach, and I was mentoring under TC, my coach in Hollywood, probably for an entire year, because she's living in Beverly Hills. She's the ex-wife of Depeche Mode. Her friends are like Ozzy Osbourne and like all these like cats who are like minted. And I'm this like Idaho mountain girl in her 20s who like still hasn't dealt with her money shit. And TC just wanted to take me and shake me and be like, what? Like, what's going on with your money thing? We need to dial this in real quick if you're going to have a successful business. So I totally relate. And I obsessively, honestly, started reading The Science of Getting Rich, Think and Grow Rich. And I took, I got into other self-development as well, but those two books were so helpful in me reframing and like creating a different relationship with money, especially The Science of Getting Rich. Like, both of those are like ancient books that are like pretty outdated and written by old white dudes, but nonetheless, like, the messages in there are, I think, timeless and ageless and all that stuff. So, and there's a really great free YouTube narration of The Science of Getting Rich. It's on YouTube. The narrator is, gosh, this woman with a beautiful, like, Irish accent. And so I'd, like, listen to it all the time and be like, oh.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, so totally related.
On YouTube.
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. It's probably even linked in Module 8. I wouldn't be surprised if I had put that in there. I'll take a look right now.
Okay. If not, thanks. I'll just go on YouTube. No biggie.
Thanks for speaking to that, though. Ashley and I have talked about that, too, around, like, pricing and value and, like, aligning. And it's just, like, kind of an awkward process to wrap our heads around.
It really is. It's kind of like reparenting yourself. And, like, you know?
It totally is.
Where I'm at.
Yeah.
Like, I love my parents dearly, you know, but it's just, it is, they have like the old school mentality.
Right.
They did the best they could at the time they were doing it.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really appreciate you bringing that to the table, Alana. I'm feeling pretty inspired to like have a team call about that maybe in a few weeks. That's like about, because we all get to, oh man, we all get to like revisit our, I was telling Ashley this probably earlier today or yesterday, like revisiting our money story. The higher we evolve in our businesses and like the bigger we get and the more we grow, it's like, oh, hi, money story. How's it going? Thought you were gone.
Back.
Exactly.
No.
Great questions, Eliana. Was there another part of that question? Let me see. It erased my chat when I helped out. Was there anything else that you had a question about?
No. I know. Okay, so I've been doing the first workbook within the element, and it talks a lot about intention. And so, like, I know my purpose on this earth is to, like, be a being of light and to spread that. So I definitely want to incorporate that in my business. So I want my intention to be, you know, spreading light, but I'm like, okay, dude, I'm offering like rentals and stuff. So, you know, am I going to be able to do that as well? So that's where I'm at also.
I invite you to shift.
You froze.
From the process. Oh, dang it. Okay, I'm going to freeze my video again. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah.
You're all frozen. Okay. To shift from focusing on does the process or like the what give people like light and shine light in the world, shift from that to the outcome. Like, focus on the outcome. What are people experiencing as a result of your business doing what it does in the special way that you are doing it, backed by your values, infused with your passion, you being you, like all of that is the how, right? And at the end of it, they get this magical castle experience, but they don't really care. Like, maybe the laying of the bricks isn't as exciting, you know?
That's awesome. Okay. I really love that. You're going to post this call, right? I need to like now literally verbatim everything that you said.
Awesome. Not
sticky.
I'm literally trying to write it down right now.
Yay. Is that, well, it sounds like that's helpful. What's helpful about that?
It like literally butterflies everywhere. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It was like just magical. Just the experience, you know, because like you said, if I'm aligned with the values, and it's just really just focus on the outcome, which is the ultimate mm-hmm. goal.
Yeah. You know?
Beautiful.
Yeah, because the work won't always be beautiful. Or may not feel beautiful, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. I like that. If what they get at the end is infused with my passion and values, then like by default, they're going to be experiencing the light that I'm putting out there.
I love that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally putting that on a sticky.
That's so, yeah, it's super inspiring.
Yeah.
Yeah. In 7.2, there's a one-liner in there at the end. I give my personal, like, guidelines for brand messaging. And this is something that I've, like, just drilled into my brain now, is that people don't care about the process as much. They care about the outcome. They care about what they're going to be able to experience, what they're going to be able to be, do, or have as a result, and how that makes them feel, you know? And so when we're telling people about our service, and we'll talk about this more in team, but like, you know, because I'm like, with LFP, I'm like, well, there's 10 modules and like this, and this. I'm like, it's like, I lost them already, you know, probably, like you guys may have even felt that way. Hopefully not, but maybe. Whereas instead, if I'm like, okay, well, what we're going to start out with doing is like getting to know who you are so that you can be clear and you can trust yourself and build a life on top of your truth, right? Totally different than like, we're going to do some lifestyle gardening.
Yeah. I'm so excited to make my slide deck. Like, hopefully... Also, whatever you're creating, when you look at hers and you look at mine, we're like some version of like getting or doing what you are envisioning the process to be. And then like the outcome is exactly like what we're dictating too.
Yeah. Yes. Super amazing.
Yeah.
And I just had an aha moment too that you two are the only ones that I made an amended package for, I think, like in the last 3 years, where I like wanted to work with you so badly. I was like, we're figuring it out. Like, we're just going to like do what we need to do. But you're both such like motivated, studious, you know, I don't have to like helicopter parent you or anything like that. But that moment just struck me, because if you both create these slide decks and like that is the blueprint, and I can look at it and say like, you made it, like you're doing it. That speaks for the program.
Cool.
Awesome.
I struggle with, and I said this the last class, I think. So I have my points of focus that I laid out, but then I feel like such a baby coach, because I feel like I'm like still like fluttering like a million miles an hour, and I need to like breathe and be a little bit more calm. But there's part of me that's like, but Jazz, now is the time. Like, there's there's never been a better time, and you have to start just putting content out there, and you'll finish LFP and you'll finish team whenever you finish it, you know, as long as you keep your schedule, but like, you should just be doing it now and piloting it. And I don't even know what it is, but do it and set up Calendly. And when does that stop? Or is that something I should listen to? Or am I just being like a hardcore millennial and I just want to have my cake and eat it too? I don't know. I'm putting one foot in front of the other, and then I know that's right. And then there are other times where I'm like, I feel like I'm going to explode.
Enjoy the process. A beautiful journey. Like, honestly, like, and I was pregnant while I was doing it. I was freaking vomiting like my life away. And I was going through it, and then I was homesick. So just enjoy it. Cause once it's like done, it's kind of like, not that you're completely done, but it's just like,
you're never done with me.
Rebirth.
I know. Never done.
Because I know I'll feel the clarity, and I'll experience it as I go through it, and I'll develop it. I know it's so hard. Why is that so hard? Because once you have the one little idea, you're just like, let's go. Zoom.
There's no reason to go. I mean, okay. Four thoughts are happening at the same time in my mind, so I can relate. If you feel like you have discovered something about yourself that you want to pursue or explore that really resonates and has you feeling like that, maybe it is. Like, maybe it happened already, and like the rest of LFP will be supportive of that, but perhaps not necessary, right? So if you feel called to start like shining your light into the world, and you can do that and still do LFP in tandem.
That's true. I that's true. I thought about it too. Like, I can, like, when something like comes up or I want to share it or like put a video out there, that's fine. That's not me like launching a business. I'm like, Jazz, right? It's one Instagram post. Cool your jets. Like, it's okay to like put an Instagram post up, and that's not you going against the grain of what you also really want to like do as far as the journey. You just found something that resonated with you, or you wanted to do a Facebook Live video. It's okay. You're going to look back on them. When I listen to Tim Ferriss, he's like, oh man, that podcast from 2001, right? I'm going to do the same thing with these videos. Back when I was like doing the first phase of Marie Kondoing my house, you know? Yeah. So part of the journey.
Yeah. Totally part of the journey.
And it's a beautiful journey. Enjoy it.
Good distinction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I hear where there might be some like awareness around the squirrel, right? Yeah. Like having the, like just wanting to be mindful that we're not chasing every whim or every fancy that comes along, because we can derivate from the main path and then, you know, come back and circle back and start where we left off or whatever. But I acknowledge that that's, and I appreciate that you're mindful of that.
Because when you're working with people, there's three main domains that I think I brought up when we did the branding thing that came up like pretty naturally. And it was like clearing your space, but then clearing your like relationships and like making sure that the people in your life are like supporting you and loving you and just like uplifting and making you the best version of yourself. But then like also clearing the clutter, not just your physical clutter, but like your financial clutter. Mm-hmm. But like that's all part of the same outcome. But I almost feel like there's three separate branches there. So do I have to pursue like one at a time? Can I integrate all three? Why am I segregating those? I don't know.
In terms of what you might offer or like who you might serve?
Yeah, I guess I feel like when I'm thinking about like niches, we talk a lot about niches and like demographics and where we want to focus. Those are like the three things I would want, domains I would want to focus on in groups of people, but that's like everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, truly. Yeah, so
how am I like, do I just
how many, things are there in the coaching community? Oh,
how
God,
many things are there what?
In LFP or like the coaching we've done, like how many themes, how many like developmental tools or elements? There's like a freaking ton, right? Yeah. So my demographic my ideal client avatar are women who are stuck and frustrated and unfulfilled and like want to create their dream life, et cetera, which then entails like the things that it does that's helpful for them achieving those results. So right. You can choose a segment of the world that you enjoy working with and offer those three things. Absolutely. Because mm-hmm. people are going to need more of one than the other or all three or whatever. So mm-hmm. totally.
That's so true. Because I wouldn't want to pigeonhole to just that. It would just be like, well, I'm really like passionate and maybe have a little bit more of like experience. Well, I'm building more experience in those domains that I feel like really called to. But that doesn't mean that I definitely, now that you say that, oh my gosh, I wouldn't want to pigeonhole myself into that. So helpful. I just want to help the whole world.
Brilliant. Yeah.
That just went right out the window. Clarity.
Thanks for bringing that up. That's I'm glad that you spoke to that, because sometimes niching can get confusing. It's like, what's a niche? What are we niching into? Is it what we do, or is it who we serve, or is it like the age group, or like what's that mean? Yeah. I want to make sure we get to Ashley. So I have some extra time, so I can go like 10 or 15 after should we need it? Should it be beneficial? So if that gives you enough time, you've got the floor, Ash.
Yeah, I have. Okay. So some things, let me back up. Because Spawn knows this, but you guys, I am working, so my consulting work for PR, it's actually, I'm doing it with a former company of mine. So somebody I used to work with. And since it's pharmaceutical biotech company, like I had to get my own like company where they gave me a company computer, a company cell phone, a company email address, all that. So it's kind of basically like I'm an employee, but I'm not. What's coming up for me is being back and kind of re-entering into this corporate world, which by the way, I'm only doing until, you know, to serve as money and income right now until I can get my coaching business up and going. It's just bringing back some of my old gremlins in terms of like people pleasing, that's come back and wanting to like, just, I feel like I should be caring more about some of this work, the consulting work. But I don't, but that's a conflict with me because I always, no matter what I do, I want to create the best like product or whatever, but because I'm trying to not get sucked back into the corporate world. It's creating feelings of, am I good enough? Because I don't feel like I care enough, am I producing quality work? Am I actually helping the people that I'm working with? Even though I'm trying to detach myself from it, but at the same time, I can't detach myself from it. I am having issues with like having the company computer up all day when I'm really only supposed to be doing like somewhere in between 20 to 30 hours of work a week for them. But because I'm getting sucked back into that corporate mentality and I see my clients or my former colleagues, basically, they're like crazy busy and like it's back into the corporate go-go world. And I feel like I need to be like go all the like for it too. So there's just, I don't know if I'm even making sense right now, but there's just a lot of conflicting stuff going on and it's causing some of my old gremlins to come back that I like, you know, letting go of what people think, letting go of just trying to let go of the fucking like corporate narrative. Fawn, I haven't even read Unscripted, but I feel like this is probably in Unscripted, the whole theme about how just being back into this corporate world and mindset is like sucks you back in and makes you want to like give your fucking life away and work. I will stop there because I feel like I'm babbling and maybe not making sense, but yeah, just a lot of old stuff has come up that I thought I slayed, but apparently I didn't.
How are you feeling right now?
In terms, like, what do you mean?
Like emotionally, energetically, physically?
So the last couple of hours I've like stepped back and was like, okay, I'm going to work 1 hour on this Amgen, that's the company's name, that project. And then I'm going to like close that computer engine. We had our PCF call and then now this call. And so I feel fine when I set those boundaries in my head and say, I'm going to do that. And so I feel better, but it was last night. I was just feeling, and I talked to my husband, Mike, about this a little bit too. I was just feeling like, I feel like I need to be back on my A game in the corporate world and being go and helping as much as I can or delivering like the best product ever or whatever it is that I'm working on. And I feel for my colleagues because everything's kind of because of COVID has blown up their world too. Cause as you can imagine from a PR and communications standpoint, all facets of that, it's kind of everything's increased with COVID and sensitivities around internal communications, external communications, all that. But anyways, so they're kind of like all stressed and crazy too. And I'm feeling that I'm probably taking some of that on too. And I feel that, or I feel like reversing back into my old role and as an old coworker in that world, some of that's coming back. Like I need to be feeling like that too. But I'm trying to also balance that with, no, I'm a consultant. I said I was going to work 20 to 30 hours a week. This isn't even what I fucking want to do long-term. And trying to step back and let go of some of that, just caring so much. So last night and even this morning, I was pretty anxious and stressed around that and that feeling. Some of it I've coached myself through some of it, but yeah, I think, and I've noticed that the feeling in my chest that I get from anxiety and stress sometimes is starting to pop back, and I haven't had that in, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 months. So I just need to, cycle through some of this there was already a lot of resistance with doing it, but I'm gonna suck it up and I'll do it. I just need to figure out, work through some of this stuff that's coming up, being back in it.
Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah,
very, very understandable. Want to acknowledge and validate that first and foremost. It's very understandable that, like, going back into the situation, like, it's very understandable that, like, the slippery slope experience would be happening with emotionally, energetically, your time, because there's a paradigm there that you are familiar with that your subconscious mind is like, has direct affiliation with. Even if your conscious mind is like, Ashley, we said we have boundaries and we don't care about this anymore. Right. Your subconscious mind is like, yeah, but remember, like, we have to get really in there. We have to kick ass. We have to be better than everyone. We have to be like on the team. We have to care what everybody's doing. Right.
Right. So,
your system has been like programmed for 14 years. And I want to acknowledge that what you're feeling right now is understandable on a biological level at the very least.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I feel so much listening to you. Like, I don't know if Aliana or Jazz, like, do you guys feel as she's describing this? It's like, woo.
Yes. Sorry, guys.
No. I'm not saying it for that purpose. I want to acknowledge and validate that it's an intense environment to be in.
Like, yeah. And it's just, yeah. And it's trying to adjust back into that with, and I've been fine for the last couple of weeks. So, but it's just, I don't know, something just kind of hit me yesterday and kind of sent it into a little bit of a spiral. Because I just feel like I'm not doing enough, or I should be doing more or something. Or I want to be more helpful, or I don't know, but there's just an internal conflict and struggle there. And sorry, my nose is running. I don't know why. But yeah. And I think, I'm just trying to adjust back into it and also like structure things where, and make enough time for the things that I mean, and this goes back to something I mentioned before, but make enough time for things that I really want to do, but not get caught up in that like Amgen's mindset of needing to do all the time and be totally connected to that all the time too. So.
Yeah. What do you, if you let go of one thing that would make a big difference, what would that thing be?
I think probably maybe two things. Letting go of, there are stories that I make up in my head probably around some of this. Where I'm like, oh, maybe they don't think I'm helping enough, or I'm like not like crazy busy like they are, so I should be whatever. I need to let go of that, because one, they're probably not even thinking about it. They don't even have time to freaking think about it, especially right now. Two, it's not true. I am busy. I'm just not busy with their stuff. And I'm busy with the stuff that I truly care about. And so I don't know why I'm making this like delineation between that work and my coaching work. Like, it is all work. There's just one I enjoy versus the other. But there shouldn't be a distinction between that. It's still things that I'm working on and doing and working towards. So that's, I think, one, I just need to let go of some of those stories. And two, just let go of why do I even care if they think I'm doing a good job or helping them or whatever? Because in all reality, I'm helping them just by being there and getting their, like, doing stuff that they can't get to because they're overworked as well. So, like, I don't know. I just don't even know why that pops up still, because that, I know what I'm doing. I'm helping them at the very bottom level. I'm helping them by just being there and able to handle X, Y, Z for them. So So I, those are the two biggest things I just need to let go of. Mm-hmm. And I can say that out loud and write those, but then I just need to remember that.
What might you, in all of this, are there ways in which perhaps you haven't fully committed one way or the other, or might, there might be some leaks?
No, I don't. The only thing is, there are some great people at that company who I really like working with. And so that energizes me around working. And so with them, but then it's, and getting back into some of that, like, you know, I don't know, the science-y, like nerdy stuff too. So I guess there's maybe some of that that still I feel like energizes me around that company and that type of work. I don't know if it's leaks per se. It's just, I guess, realizing that there are some things that I still like about doing that. But I still know that I want to, it's the coaching what is what brings me joy and like what I'm committed to moving towards right now. I mean, what I'm doing now with the consulting is just what will bring me its income right now. I fully believe that I can integrate some coaching into that company for sure. Cause they need this, they need it. I think so. But yeah, I don't know if there's something one way or the other. There are leaks with the consulting stuff in terms of like, I don't really want to do it. I would just rather spend all my time working towards building my coaching business and the stuff that you and I are working on. But then I would have to come up with a different way to get some income right now. So.
That's what I heard when you were talking about it. I heard like, is there, I wrote like to maybe untangle it from like do a little bit of fear setting or untangle it from a money story or a fear about income or money. Because either like the workload that they're giving is unmanageable in the 20 to 30 hours, right? Which would be totally unfair, and then like you're feeling that pressure for like a very clear reason because they're assigning a 20 to 30 hour workload when they work 80 when they're only supposed to work 40 right. Or however they operate. But if it's not unmanageable, then maybe you're associating it with, because you mentioned a couple times about your using it as like your supplemental income right now,
right?
So not valuing your worth or the work that you're doing worth what they're paying, or being fearful that if you don't operate at their level, they're not going to value that and pay you.
That's it.
Yes. Are worth it, and your work probably that at even a subpar level in your eyes is more than worth what they're paying you, and to like believe that.
Yeah. And that last part of it, that it's not that they're giving me unmanageable amount of work. It's totally manageable. It's me thinking that I need to be doing more or spending more time on it. But it's more the last half of what you said in terms of, yeah, the whole, my like worth and thinking that, okay, yeah, they're paying me this. I need to be performing at a certain level. I need to be working as much as they are working, or some, like, it's totally how you just said it in terms of like the worth and yeah, I guess it is connected. Well, totally is connected to money story there too. So, but I need to work more on, yeah, like you said, my subpar level of working is probably more than what they're paying me anyway. So,
I mean, you're pretty amazing. I haven't seen it, but I'd put my money on it.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah, awesome feedback, Jess. I'm feeling something around the creating a new story around what is enough.
Yeah. Because
it sounds like before, if we're talking about this, like, this is enough for me to drink when I'm thirsty, right? Mm-hmm. And it sounds like Amgen was like, enough is this glass with the floor all wet and like lots of water everywhere, right? That's right. Enough. But really, in reality, if we reality check this, like, that's enough. And it's understandable for those who are like internally like high performers or really have high work ethic or integrity, like, it's difficult to do an okay job at stuff. Like, that's tricky. And then to associate that with like the monetary compensation where everybody else is working their asses off because they've been programmed in this super wonky toxic machine that has basically convinced them that that's what they have to do for this amount of money. Like, reassociating like what normal is, right? And like what enough means, and giving yourself permission to write your own story around that and embrace that, and that their story is not the right story. It's not the healthy story.
Right.
Yeah. And just like, I am doing enough. I am enough. This is enough. And I am worth it, or something around that. Right. Like,
yeah, no, I, yeah, that's totally, no, you're right. And I need to rewrite that story. I like how you put it, like, what is enough, and rewriting that, because theirs is not my story and not how I want my story to be. And it's not what, I mean, whatever, it is not the right way. It is not a sane way. It is not a healthy way. That is for sure. And so I need to let go of some of that. And like you said, rewrite it and be okay with it. And yeah. And go back to some of those boundaries. And I mean, like, it's okay if I don't give them like 200% every single thing that I work on.
Mm-hmm.
And
not only is it okay, but it's great if you don't give them 200%.
Right.
It's like optimal if you don't give them 200%, because that's 100% that you get to keep for yourself.
Right. Exactly. Right. Right. Yeah. Now, thank you. That was helpful. And I think I just need to like figure that out and just write, I don't know, just do some journaling around some of that, because, yeah.
What kept me going, granted, it's completely different like scenarios. When I was working in like the corporate world, was knowing that it wasn't forever and that there was an end, and just viewing it like, because I had those same struggles, just viewing it like, what is this teaching me? Like, what am I going to get out of this? Like, from a positive perspective.
Right. Yeah. And I've definitely, I try to reframe it. And I even think on probably a couple weeks ago, I did that, you know, that exercise around reframing, like what this is giving me and allowing me to do, and how some of this work is aligning with my core values, because it'll give me the freedom and flexibility that I'm working, you know, once I am able to get my own coaching business going up and all that. But it's hard to keep that like mindset and to keep that in mind when you're doing, when you get into the thick of it. And, but that's a good reminder. So thank you.
So I'm looking forward to, we have a one-on-one session tomorrow, Ashley and I do, and I'm looking forward to like exploring this until it feels like it's true for you, until your story your definition of what's enough feels true for you, because until then, we're prone to we can be living our story, but we're living by somebody else's rules or definitions.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to not just reframing it, but feeling into reality checking it around 70% is enough. You know, if we're working in the 200% realm here, 70% right. is enough.
Right. No, I should not even be giving them, it shouldn't be 100%. You are right. It should be less than 100%. I just need to become okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Right. something that can be helpful is to adapt the situation to a different medium in life. So sometimes I think about things as though it's the situation is like a person. So if this was a person and they were let's say an in-law, or it's a bad example. I'm like, my boyfriend's family's everywhere. No. No, they're amazing people. Let's say they're a friend of a friend, right? Or somebody that's in our life. And we realized at some point that they were total energy vampires and emotional vampires and just not super healthy for us. And, but they're in our lives in some capacity that makes it kind of tricky. Would I still be prone to giving, hanging around them like I used to, and getting super emotionally on the dance floor with them like I used to, once I woke up to what was happening? Probably not. I would probably, with a person, it's easier for me to set boundaries than it is for me to situationally sometimes. So using that kind of a metaphor or playing with different archetypes of how this might show up can sometimes be helpful. And if you need to create a caricature or a character that is MJen, and anytime you feel you need to people please MJen, or get in your Princess Leia ball and chain for MJen. look at this caricature and be oh my God, no, wait a minute, hold the phone.
Right. I like it.
I'm going to do that.
That's helpful. Creating some type of, persona or something of that, or a person, or thinking of the situation as a person. That could be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for offering that up.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Jazz and Eliana, do you guys have any feedback before we hop off? Your feedback's been amazing, but if there's anything else lingering
It was a great call.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks guys. Thanks for sharing, Ash. Thank you guys. Thanks for your suggestions and feedback.
Yeah. I'm going to send you something, Ash. I saw something in Canva. I'm going to make you a little printable that you can put on your wall.
All right. Awesome. Can't wait to see it.
It's mathematical.
Love it.
Good. All right, ladies. Have a good night.
Good night, guys.
Bye.
Bye, guys.